very unfortunate incident also happened around Western Baranang, whereby an executive chief known as Makere Riak was killed by somebody, and the commissioner intervened and has arrested the situation. The murderer has been apprehended. According to the information that I have had, the murderer has been apprehended. Also, those looters of cattle who have brought some cattle from Eastern Baranang and some from Western Baranang, they took them to a certain location which is uninhabited. So the location was identified to be somewhere at the southern part of the headquarters of the county of Western Baranang. So the commissioner called for the organized forces, the joint forces, and they have been dispatched to that location, being seen as a hot spot where, you know, the criminals from different places come and converge, they loot cattle and bring there. So the forces went in. Day before yesterday and today, they have been stormed and chased away in disarray. So they have been dislodged from that place. They are no longer there. And that is the reason for the sending of the forces. Now, there is no more, you know, criminal activities happening at that particular spot.
Mr. Chadrak, according to what you narrated, there is a report that the forces went and smashed and burned some of the houses, indicating more than 11 houses were being burned down with the police staff that composed of grain, groundnuts, and also some of their chickens and other belongings were taken. Can you tell us about this?
I told you before, the assembly point for these criminals is uninhabited, a place which is not inhabited. Nobody's there. You know, criminals cannot assemble, you know, in the village. They cannot live in somebody's house. So it is a particular location which they have seen as a safe place, a place which is irreachable. Forces, the government cannot go there. That is why they have, you know, been using that place. So how do you expect forces is marching houses in an uninhabited place where, you know, which is not inhabited by the civilians? So it is only these people who have been occupying that particular place. So the rumors or the report on houses is much. I think that is quite unfortunate. You know, houses cannot just, you know, who make houses? These are human beings, and you don't just expect a house to appear somewhere without anybody living in it. So houses only are made by people. They don't just grow by themselves. But these people, they don't even build.
I spoke to a few of the owners of the house, whom the house was set on fire. And you were seeing that nobody was staying there. And it seemed that there is a trading of accusation. As now, as per your statement, you said that no house was burned. But the owner also claiming that they have lost 11 houses that were burned yesterday, that is 20th of December yesterday.
We don't dwell on hearsays. You know, our people used to exaggerate issues. You find that sometime an incident may happen, a very minor one, and then if you dwell on the past report, you may end up reporting giving, forwarding what is unfounded, what is irrelevant, of which, when it is later verified, cannot be found. So we don't dwell on the hearsays. As the government spokesperson, I report what is reliable and what happened as for the magnitude of the confrontation that happened there between the forces Sen and the criminals, the cattle looters. This is what we know. This is what I know. This is what the government of Western Lagos State knows. And this is what the commissioner of Western Baranang knows. But somebody reporting that his houses, or people reporting that their houses have been smashed and properties destroyed. You know, the forces have not been sent to destroy properties, and they have not been sent to a certain village. They have been sent to a spot being occupied by criminals. So we don't dwell on such report. Houses or properties looted. That is quite an exaggeration, and it is an unfounded allegation of which I can automatically dismiss. That thing doesn't happen. Now, the situation that we are in does not even require one continue committing crimes.